And we are back on the KYMM Morning Show. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have Rich back in. But we do have a special guest in our studios right now. Joan Spaulding is with us from the Hideaway in downtown Northfield to talk about Christmas. Joan, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, good morning, Jeff. Nice to be here.
It's Christmas time again.
It's unbelievable.
And that means, as has been a tradition in recent years anyway, you will be serving Christmas dinner right there at the Hideaway. Tell us about this. How many times have you been doing it?
Actually, this is going to be our 10th year.
10 years.
Yes.
You know, I know it's always been a family affair. You have a large family, a lot of children. They all come back and help. And they were that big when
they were
just about all adults.
And now we've got boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and wives. So
wow. Any grandkids helping out yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, maybe next year. Let's talk about the dinner coming up on, I guess it would
it's
be Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, on
mm-hmm.
Christmas Day, Sunday. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, like we said, we've been doing this now. This will be our 10th year. And we are ready for both people coming in and people driving through to take it home. And we do turkey and ham and mashed potatoes and gravy and Christmas cookies and rolls and a whole nine yards.
Wow. When do you start cooking?
Well, we start the process on the 23rd and 24th with just cooking and slicing and doing all of that. And then we actually personally go to Waconia on Christmas Eve and spend the night up there at my brother's and then come back home on Christmas morning and then just start heating everything up and decorating the place. And
well, it looks like the Christmas Eve is going to be very cold, but the snow should be removed by then, and hopefully you'll help be able to get to Waconia and back.
That's what we're hoping.
Now, how many family members help out? How many kids do you have helping out?
You know, it just changes each year. So we've got six kids.
Okay.
And this year, I would say probably four of the six are going to be there because, you know, you've got the significant other thing going on now where they have to go. So
yeah, everybody's got a family and separate families, so understandable.
Yep.
Now, do they all cook?
Well, everybody has their station.
Everybody has a role.
You know, Jim, my husband, is always in the kitchen, and our nephew who comes and spends Christmas with us from Arizona, he's usually in the kitchen. So they're doing all the prep stuff and bringing everything out to the front line. And then we have a whole front line of people. And we also have about six different customers who volunteer to help both bring the food out to the customers. And then a couple of our kids are the ones who always run them out to the cars. For the last couple of years, we've actually had cars up around the corner to the parking lot waiting for food. And then one of us is on the cash register just making sure that people are getting what they want. And
I would imagine after 10 years, I don't know if a well-oiled machine would be the right term to use, but you brought in a 10-year-old notebook.
With honestly, though, Jeff, I swear every year I feel like I'm starting over. If I didn't have this notebook, it's like you sort of forget.
but is everybody getting their roles down? Do they have the same job each year?
On the whole, yeah.
Okay.
On the whole.
All right, so you make
but
it all
we,
work.
But we honestly go, how did we set this up last year?
what as far as the attendance and how many people you serve over the course of a few hours on Christmas Day, what does that look like?
Well, it's really interesting. So pre-COVID, we did about 200 and everybody would be coming in. And then the first year of COVID, it was all drive-through and it was about 450 to go. And then last year, it was a combo of drive-through and sit-down, and we had just shy of 500.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year, I'm anticipating the numbers to go down a little bit just because I think people are more comfortable going to their families and everything. So I'm thinking maybe 400 this year, but every year, it's really, I don't know. I give it up and I go, okay, it's loaves and fishes times. So I don't know.
Have you ever run out of food?
We've run a little short. The first year of COVID when we had so many, we did, I think we ran out of the ham at like like 4 o'clock, so an hour before we were done. But we had plenty of turkey, so we were okay.
Right. Do people choose ham over turkey?
Or? You can do, well, generally it's you get both ham and turkey.
Okay.
And then there's some people who just prefer one or the other. So when they come in, they actually like order as if they were, you know, do you want ham and turkey both or one or the other or vegetarian, you know, type of thing. And then generally myself or Sarah are on the cash register and we ring it in and then the ticket goes out and it says if it's either to go or for here. And then they go sit down and we have the whole place set up family style. So nobody sits by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the kids or one of the volunteers then bring it out to them and walk around with trays of Christmas cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. It sounds like just such a wonderful tradition for Northfielders. Do people need to call in advance if they to make? Just even if they're driving up, just drive up and give the order?
Yep.
And...
yep. They'll, if they drive up, we've got a big poster on the front with our phone number, and mm-hmm. they can call from their car so they don't even have to get out of the car. And the kids usually have Christmas music blasting out on the street, so so it keeps the holiday spirit going. Yeah, and it's just they come in, and it's really a wonderful experience. And our whole thing was that it's not tied to money or finances. It's really for people who are by themselves. And either they celebrate on Christmas Eve, and then all their kids left, and they're by themselves, or they... the weather got bad and they couldn't go where they were supposed to go. And so they didn't plan on Christmas dinner. And so they come down to our place and share it with other people.
Boy, on a personal level, just having that aspect of it, doing a good thing and helping people enjoy Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a very rewarding experience for you and your
family.
It is.
It's pretty neat. And then when we're done, we're exhausted and we actually have pizza for dinner ourselves at night when we get home.
Just don't put another ham in front of me, folks.
Exactly.
All right. Why don't you give us the particulars, once again, how people can participate and get a meal on Christmas Day.
Yep. So we serve from 1 to 5 on Christmas Day. And you can just come on up. We don't open the doors before 1 because usually we're scrambling to get everything ready. So from then on, you can either drive up and the kids will be taking orders at your car. You can call in or come on in and grab a spot and enjoy Christmas cheer with us.
Wonderful. Well, Joan, best of luck to you once again this Christmas. Have a wonderful Christmas. It sounds like you've got one planned.
Yes. Thanks so much, Jeff.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Joan Spaulding, once again from The Hideaway on Division Street in downtown Northfield, talking about the Christmas dinner that has become a tradition at their establishment. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. Rich is in 1 minute with the last look at local headlines.
When you need some electrical work done, think of Fronic Electric in Northfield. Gary and his staff are known for their quality electrical work. Maybe you're planning on building a new home, remodeling.